कृष्ण जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरवन चारे यमुना तीरवन चारे जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना यमुना तीरवन चारे यमुना तीरवन चारे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा कृष्ण हरे हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Hadeva, Hadeva, Hadebol, Gaur Hadeva.
जय विष्णु पाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य श्रोत श्री श्रीमद कृष्ण कृपा श्रीमूर्ति अभय चरणारिन भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की इस्कॉन ब्यूटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवियर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड श्रील प्रभुपाद की श्री श्री राधा श्याम सुंदर ललिता विशाखा की जय श्री श्री कृष्ण बलराम की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय हिताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। सर्वशास्त्राब्दि पीयूष सर्ववेदैक सत्फल सर्वसिद्धांत रत्नाढ्य सर्वलोकैक दृक्प्रद सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभु कलिध्वान्तोदितादित्य श्रीकृष्णा परिवर्तित।
Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 27, entitled Indra and Surbhi Offer Prayers. So we have to read text number 12, 13, 14, 15. So I'll just read the first three verses and then recite the fourth one together. Text 12. Maidam Bhagavan Goshta Nashaya Sarvayubhi Cheshtitam Vihate Yagye Manina Tivramanyuna. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. My dear Lord, when my sacrifice was disrupted, I became fiercely angry because of false pride. Thus, I tried to destroy your cowherd community with severe rain and wind. Text 13. Tvayeshanu gruhitosmi dvasta stambho vrtho dhyamaha Ishwaram Gurumatmanam Tvamaham Sharanam Gataha. Translation. O Lord, you have shown mercy to me by shattering my false pride and defeating my attempt to punish Vrindavan. To you, the Supreme Lord, Spiritual Master and Supreme Soul, I have now come for shelter. Text 14. Shri Shuka Uvacha Evam Sankirtitah Krishna Magona Bhagavan Namum Megh Gambhiraya Vacha Prahasan Idam Abravi. Translation purported by followers of His Divine is A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It has a short purport, so that's why we will take the next verse also. Translation. Shukdev Goswami said, thus glorified by Indra, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, smiled and then spoke to him as follows in a voice resonant like the clouds. Purport. Although in this past time Lord Krishna appeared to be a small boy, the words Megha Gambhiraya Vacha indicate that he spoke to Indra with the deep resonant voice of the Supreme Lord. Now all can repeat after me. Text 15. The Lord has a Megha Gambhiraya Vacha. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Mayate Kari Maghavan मखभंगोनुगृह्णता मदनुस्मृतये नित्यं मत्तस्येन्द्रश्रिया वृषम् श्री भगवान उवाच मयातिकारी मघवन् मखभंगोनुगृह्णता मदनुस्मृतये नित्यं मत्तस्येन्द्रश्रिया वृषम् श्री भगवान उवाच मयातिकारी मघवन् मखभंगोनुगृह्णता मदनुस्मृतये नित्यं मत्तस्येन्द्रश्रिया वृषम् श्री भगवान उवाच मयातिकारी मघवन् मखभंगोनुगृह्णता मदनुस्मृतये नित्यं मत्तस्येन्द्रश्रिया वृषम्
स्मृतये नित्यं मत्तस्येन्द्रश्रिया वृषम् माताजी श्री भगवान उवाच द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सेड मया बाय मी ते अनटू यू अकारी हैज बीन डन मघवन माय डियर इंद्र मख
of your sacrifice, bhanga, the stopping, anugrahanata, acting to show mercy to you, mat anusmrutaye, for the sake of remembrance of me, nityam, constant, matasya, of one intoxicated, indrashriya, with the opulence of Indra, brusham, greatly. Translation purport. The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, my dear Indra, it was out of mercy that I stopped the sacrifice meant for you. You were greatly intoxicated by your opulence as King of Heaven, and I wanted you to always remember me. Purport. According to Sridhar Swami, Indra and Lord Krishna here exchange a heart-to-heart talk. Indra revealed his mind to the Lord, and now Lord Krishna similarly reveals his own intention. In text 11 of this chapter, Indra emphatically declared that Lord Krishna is in fact everything, and thus according to Indra's own criteria, forgetting Lord Krishna is clearly a state of insanity. When the Supreme Lord reminds us of His supreme existence, He is not proudly advertising Himself like a mundane politician or entertainer. The Lord is self-satisfied in His own infinite existence and is trying lovingly to bring us back to our own perfect existence as His eternal associates. From God's point of view, even the mighty King of Heaven, Indra, is a mere child and a naughty child at that, and thus the Lord, being a caring father, punished His child and brought him back to the sanity of Krishna consciousness. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam, Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sahagana Raghunathanvitam, Tam Sajivam, Sadvaitam Savadhutam, Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam, Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitanscha Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Desha Tarine Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Krupasindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Sadhu Sadhu Tadahin Nati Nicho Chataraka Hanamuncha kadachin maam प्रेमनारद कंठयो स्फुरः। So first of all, I would like to ask the blessings of all the seniors here. Srila Prabhupada's disciples are here. And I'm feeling very much grateful for having this opportunity to discuss Srimad Bhagavatam here in the same place as Sri Vrindavan Dham, and especially the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna, which has been enacted in this Brajamandal 5000 years before. And amongst all those pastimes, this is one of the dearmost description of Lord Krishna's Govardhan Leela, which we are hearing from past so many days. I think I was in Kartik. At that time also the same section was going on. So now it's almost the conclusion part. And when I just saw the verse, I felt like it should have been spoken by some seniors. It has so many lessons, especially for the practicing devotees. So today was the last verse of prayers of Indra. It started from, the fourth verse. So the total 10 verses. In 10 verses, Indra has offered the prayers to Sri Krishna. And I was looking at the sequence, how he has expressed his heart. So I was reading from the commentary of Srila Sridhar Swami. And where he says, when Indra started the prayers from the first verse, Vishuddha Sattvam Tavadham Ashantam. So, in that commentary, Sridhar Swami writes about how Indra started his prayers. The first thing, he was feeling guilty also, that he has really committed a big offense, and also was a little bit scared, some of the acharyas mentioned. So that's why, as soon as he approached, he offered the obeisances to Sri Krishna, and then, although I was just reading another, in Anand Vrindavan Champa, it speaks about although Surbhi was in the front and Indra was behind, so ideally the first prayer should be of Surbhi and then Indra. But when Surbhi came in the front, then Krishna started smiling. Krishna became a little pacified. And at that time, Surbhi herself, she told Indra that you offer the prayers first. So there he started the prayers. And in the commentary it says, Tatra mama aparadham shamasveti vaktum tava tavat aparadho nastyeva tvaya anugraha evam kritaha. So fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, and four verses, the first part of the prayers, Indra speaking is, mama aparadham shamasveti, that it is my offense. The first thing he is admitting, from the beginning till the last verse you see, that he is accepting his mistake. So he is asking forgiveness, and then it says, Tavat aparadho na asti. There is no fault from your side, he is saying to Krishna, that everything fault is mine. And Tvaya anugraha evam kritaha. And the third point Sridhar Swami is mentioning is, it's simply your mercy. To say that you forgive my offense, and it is not your fault, and in fact you have blessed me, that is the explanation for the first four verses, fourth, fifth, sixth and seventh. And then we see, I was just like thinking to summarize this part. In four verses he has spoken about the transcendental nature of Krishna. Krishna is Shuddha, Krishna is Pita, Krishna is Guru, Krishna is the Supreme Lord who destroys the passion and ignorance. And after the four verses, after glorifying Krishna, then in the eighth verse we see started accepting his mistake. Then eighth verse says, Sattvam Mamaishwaryam Aplutasya Krutagaseti Vidusha Prabhavam. Where he says that I was engrossed in ruling the heavenly planets, and because of that I became very much proud of my position, I became ignorant of your supremacy, and then I committed the offense. So please kindly forgive me. And at the end of this 8th verse, then he says that I pray to you, evam bhuta asati mati me punarma bhuditi prarthanantaram. Says that may my intelligence never again becomes tainted by any kind of fault. The very nice word which is asati, he says. Mati asati. Asati means like sati means chaste. So asati means unchaste. So may my intelligence doesn't again become unchaste. So in that way he says, and then the ninth word, I think we are hearing from His Holiness Bhakti Prabhupada Bhagavad Maharaj about why Lord descends on this planet, and the two main purpose, Chamupati Nam Abhavaya Deva Bhavaya Yushma Charananuvarti Nam. The first part is to destroy the war lords, they say. Uru Bharanam, Swayam Bharanam, Uru Bhara Janmanam. So those who have become the burden on the earth, to destroy them, you appear. And then also, next thing is Bhavaya Yushma Charananuvarti Nam. Bhavaya means for the welfare of those Yushma Charana, your two lotus feet, Anuvarti Nam, those who are constantly engaged in the service of your lotus feet, for their welfare you appear. So here also, I think acharyas give commentary, because Indra is mentioning about the two different categories in the verse 9. The first category is of the those who have become burden on the planet, to destroy them, and second is of the devotees, surrendered devotees. So I think there is one commentary of Sridhar Swami and another commentary of Vishwanathachari Thakur. I was just seeing both of them. And Sridhar Swami says that Indra is keeping himself in the category of a devotee. That you come here to destroy the demons, but also you come for the welfare of the devotees, and I am your servant. So I hope that you will also not punish me now. So here Vishwanathachari Thakur also mentions that Indra was little bit like scared that he may not get some punishment. Because Vishwanathachari Thakur says that this prayer was not with a pure heart. This prayer was out of some fear also, that I may get the punishment. So Krishna may not give me some punishment. That's why he is saying that you have come for the welfare of the devotees. So I surrender unto you. And the surrendering process begins with offering the prayers. So text 10 and 11, I think we see where he directly glorifies Krishna. Namastubhyam Bhagavate Purushaya Mahatmane Vasudevaya Krishnaya Sattvatampate Nama. So, the first word is Krishnaya, means who is attracting everyone's attention, and then also his Vasudevaya, because he reside within everyone, and then Sattvatam Pataye, means he is the lord of the Yadu dynasty. So like that he is offering the prayers. And then yesterday we were listening about Swachandopat Dehaya Vishuddha Jnana Murte. So here when Indra is saying that you are the Krishnaya Vasudevaya, you are the Supreme Lord. But out of your causeless mercy, Swachand Dehopataya Dehaya, Swachando Pat Dehaya. The 11th verse, which says that for the pleasure of the devotees to reciprocate with different kinds of mellows, you appear in different forms. You become the Govardhan Dhari. Sometimes you become Kunja Bihari, different kinds of forms. Sometimes you become Krishna Balaram, sometimes you become Radha Damodar. To reciprocate with the love of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, you become Radha Raman. So that's how Swachhanda Upapat Dehaya. And what are forms you are assuming? Vishuddha Jnana Murte, the pure divine. So in this way, in this there's a sequence of the verses, and this final verse now we see, that's 12 and 13. Maidam Bhagavan Goshta Nashaya Asarva Yubhi Cheshtitam Vihate Yagye Manina Tivraman Yuna. So here in this verse, Maidam Bhagavan Goshta. So he's again and again saying that I have committed the offense at your lotus feet for the devotees of Vrindavan. So what exactly is the offense? So here he is going to speak from his own mouth. What is my mistake? So it takes a really advanced level of consciousness to admit your own mistakes. You must have heard of the word anartha nivrutti dese. When that is one of the stage of practicing devotees, that is anartha nivrutti. When the heart becomes cleansed from all the impurities, anarthas. But before the anartha nivrutti, there are two more stages generally I heard from the devotees. And that is called as anartha jagriti, they say. When you become aware of your own impurities and your own mistakes. They say that the sign of purification, the first stage of purification is when you realize your own impurities. When you are able to detect your own mistakes. Someone who is sincerely chanting the holy name of the Lord and trying to become free from the offenses, it's not that immediately. I was just hearing one lecture about when Ishwarpuri says, Krishna Nama Maha Mantra Eito Sabhav Jai Jape Tare Upajay Bhav. Where Ishwarpuri is saying to Lord Chaitanya that that is the nature of the Maha Mantra. As soon as one chants the mantra, Jai Jape Tare Upajay Bhav. Anyone chants the mantra, the Bhav awakens in his heart. So it's not like the first day only you will get the very high level of bhava. So what is that bhava? So you say that if you are sincerely chanting, the first thing is you will immediately able to catch your own mistakes. Every day morning, as soon as you sit for chanting the holy name, if you are really sincere in the heart, then Paramatma starts giving you the signal that something seriously wrong you have committed yesterday. You might have offended someone or you might have committed something which is not exactly as per the pure devotional service. So here we are seeing this, that at last, at the end, he is accepting that Maya Idam Bhagavan. So Indra has earlier called himself as an offender. So now he is telling about the exact offense which he has committed. What is that? Goshta Nashaya Asar Vayubi. So just reading about this. Means he has tried, Goshtam is Vrindavan, and Nashaya, to destroy Vrindavan. How? So he says, Asar Vayubi, with a severe rain, which was full of storm. That was the main offense he has committed. He has really made a master plan to destroy the whole Vrindavan. All the residents of Vrindavan, along with Krishna. So, I'll just read from Vishwanatha Thakur's commentary, where and Vishwanatha Thakur has a very nice way that sometimes he connects the two verses through some conversation. So here, Vishwanatha Thakur, here it goes. O Indra, like Krishna, we say, I can understand from your recitation of praises that you are my devotee. So, Indra, why he is saying that, why he is admitting his mistake? So, he is thinking that Krishna may say that, I can understand from your recitation of praise that you are my devotee. But without your sanction, the wicked Samvartaka clouds attacked my Vraja. Therefore, you should punish him. So, Krishna is like blaming Samvartaka clouds, the name of the clouds, which is specially used for the pralaya. So, fearing such an innocent scolding from Krishna, Indra thought, alas, I cannot be duplicitous with the all-knowing super soul. I cannot hide that I am the main person, I am the main culprit who has committed the mistake. It is not the Samvartaka. Therefore, in this verse, Indra decided to confess that everything was his fault. Unless until there's a, so it takes many years. I was hearing in one of the lectures, I think Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj says that it takes almost very serious 10 to 15 years of practice of Krishna consciousness. When one comes to the platform, when he starts realizing his mistakes. Because in the beginning we think that I'm almost like a pure devotee. I don't have any anartha. I might be having a little bit anger, but not the kama, not the lust. I might be having the lust, but not the envy. We think like that. But more we practice, then we come to know that everything is there. Cheto darpana marjanam, when we hear that from so many lives, there's so much anartha that are there in the heart. So first thing happens as soon as we start chanting the holy name sincerely. So Bhakti, I was hearing the lecture that one of the retreat, that after almost like 15 years of practice of Krishna consciousness, and that also very serious, under the proper guidance of the devotees, Vaishnavas, when you practice, then after 15 years, at least you start realizing the mistakes. And then it really requires a honest heart, they say, a sincerity and honesty. Because it's very difficult to accept that I'm really wrong. Unless until, like the, what we say, the material disease, in Sanskrit they say bhava roga. How one can get cured from the disease? So first step of the, for getting cured from the disease, one need to realize that he is in a diseased condition. So the first stage of purification is one need to admit that I am really impure. They say that Lord Chaitanya says, Patita Pavan Hetu Tav Avatar Mosam Patita Prabhu Napayivar. Lord Chaitanya is called as Patita Pavan, deliverer of the fallen. But he can deliver one who has accepted that he is fallen. Unless until he doesn't accept that, there's a verse in Bhagavad Gita where Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mukshishyami mashuchah. This famous verse where Krishna says, surrender unto me and I will take away all your sins. So another lecture I was hearing that Krishna will take away your sins when you accept that I am sinful. When you accept that I have the sins, then only Krishna will take. Now if you say that I don't have any sin, I don't have any offense, then how Krishna will take the responsibility? So this is one of the very important part. Indra has decided to confess that everything was his fault. And then here is a nice Vishnu Thakur mentions, Krishna and Indra might have had the following conversation. So one is Krishna and Indra. So Krishna, but Indra, how is it possible for my devotee to do this? He's accepting that I have committed the mistake. So Krishna is saying, how a devotee can do this? So Indra is replying, I became angry when my worship was stopped. So Krishna says, though I am your master and I stop your worship, I cannot believe that my servant would do such a thing. Although I will stop your worship, but for a devotee, he should not behave in this way. So Indra says, here there are last two words of the verse is manina tivramanyuna. So Indra is saying manina. Manina means I was falsely proud. So Krishna is saying, I cannot believe that my servant would do such a thing. Indra is replying, anything is possible for one who is falsely proud. Manina. Then Krishna says, though pride may somehow arise in my devotee, he will remove it with intelligence. So Indra is saying, Tivra Manyuna. But I was also in the intense anger. And what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita? Krodhat Bhavati Sammoha Sammohat Buddhi Vibrama Smriti Vibrama Smriti Branshat Buddhi Nashaha. So Indra is saying, because of the Tivra Manyuna, because of intense anger, my whole intelligence was completely destroyed. So I was just reading the section from Anand Vrindavan Champu where it speaks about, especially this word I saw, Goshta Nashaya Asara Vayubi, with the severe rain and with the storm, how Indra has planned to kill. So there is mentioned that Indra is addressing the Samvartaka cloud and is saying, you are famous throughout the world for distributing the profuse rain. So now make me successful by carrying out my orders. You have the unadulterated mood of destroying the whole creation. So you have that strength, you can destroy the whole creation. But this assignment involves only one small region, and that is Vrindavan. You have to only destroy Vrindavan. Go, shake the earth with your thunder and destroy the village of Vrindavan with a deluge. So there is mentioned that the Samvartaka cloud with all his servants, he has so many assistants, secretaries, taking all of them. The Samvartaka went ahead and there he mentions, first a vast bank of clouds appearing like a huge patch of moss in the sky block out the sun and covered the Vrindavan with total darkness. The first thing happened, so huge patch of cloud was there, and how huge it was, extending from Rasatala to Swargaloka. The cloud covering looked like a smoky breath exhaled by the naga snakes. Then it's mentioned that this dense dark clouds appeared as massive as the celestial elephants guarding the quarters of the globe. Diggaja, really huge clouds were there. Another group of dangerous clouds circled overhead. The clouds like Mount Mainak, was expanding himself, the son of Himalaya. Similarly, these clouds are expanding in all the directions. It's growing higher and higher. And in this way, when the clouds collected, they covered all the planetary systems in darkness. Even the sharpest axe, Vajra, could not cut through the dense network of clouds that assembled over Vrindavan. It was complete dark. They say, Andhatamasah. Andhatamasah means you cannot see even your own hand. Such kind of dense darkness was completely spread everywhere. But in Vrindavan there was no darkness. Why? So there very nicely Kavi Karnapur mentions, Vraja Purandara Nandana Charana Nakh Sudha Kirana. It's a nice verse. So Vraja Purandara is Nanda Maharaj. So Vraja Purandara Nandana, the son of Nanda, is Krishna. So Vraja Purandara Nandana Charana Rakh Nakh. Charana Nakh, you understand? The toenails. Charana Nakh Sudha Kirana. So although Samvarta cloud had practically even covered the whole universe, but it had practically no effect on Vrindavan, because Vrindavan was continually bathing with the moonlight emanating from Krishna's toenails. So there's so much brightness was in Vrindavan, so it cannot be covered with the darkness. And then they started the rain. So how was the rain? So it said, means then the water drip from the dome-like covering of the universe. It was like the universe was completely covered with these clouds and the water started dripping. And it was very fast. The water drops move so fast that they form a continuous stream of water, speeding through the universe like a raging river breaking over its dam. It's a nice description. And it has never happened before and it will never happen again. Such kind of heavy rain was there. That torrential downpour seemed like a long hanging branches of the banyan tree of the sky. It was like the drops of the water were like really big size. Almost the size of the pillar, you can say. So outside, then Krishna lifted the Govardhana. So outside the Govardhan, there was a huge cloud and the storm tried its best to shower off his power. The torrential rains and cyclone winds harassed Vrindavan continually for 7 days. And the deluge which assailed the earth after being brought from the ocean by the clouds again ran back to the sea. The discomfort the clouds underwent from swallowing the ocean water and vomiting back was the only result of their proposed calamity. So like this is a lot of description. I was just reading the whole thing. So that's how he has really created a big havoc. So there are many more more things are there to be said. How Krishna is showing his reciprocation to Indra. Although Krishna has not shown any reciprocation to Brahma, we see. But here we see that, so that different reasons we hear. So one of the reasons is Brahma has also like committed offense and Indra has also committed offense. But Brahma is the one. Because of his offense, Krishna was separated with his devotees. But because of the offense of Indra, all the devotees got the opportunity to come together and to see Krishna. So that was one of the reason why Krishna started reciprocating. And another is he has admitted his mistake. Although it is not mentioned here in Bhagavatam, but I think in the commentaries Acharya, they say that Indra first went to Brihaspati, his spiritual master. And Brihaspati chastised him very heavily. Then Brahma also came. Then Brahma also chastised Indra. You are the foolish one, what you have committed, big mistake. And then they said, then Brahma has recommended that you should take the Surabhi cow. So that's how he brought the Surabhi cow. So this whole section of, there's many more things here. Whole section is about this two purpose of this Govardhan Lila. First is to glorify Govardhan, definitely. But second is mentioned is Chikitsitum Durmatish Chakram Durmadam. The word which is specially mentioned by Jiva Goswami is Chikitsitum. Chikitsu, you understand? Like the treatment. So what was the purpose of this pastime? It says Chikitsitum Durmatim Chakram Durmadam. In order to cure the intoxication of Indra. That was a specific purpose of this whole pastime. And then, in the next verse, Krishna, Indra is saying, Dvastastambho Vruthodhyama, you have really destroyed my pride. In Sanskrit, there is a very nice word for the pride, which is mentioned here, Dvastastambho. Stambho, you understand? Yeah. Stambha means a pillar, like Lord Narsingh, they appeared from the pillar. Stambhe sabhayam namrugam namanusham. So pride is compared to a pillar. Pride, the synonym word for pride in Sanskrit. This ahankara, this garva. But also the word is stambha. So there's a most important, there are many lessons, but most important lesson for a devotee who wants to advance in Krishna consciousness, the first thing one has to become amanitvam, nirmana moha. There's so many places Krishna speaks about the humility. Like anyone of you gone to the char dham, like Badrinath, Kedarnath, Gangoti and Yamunotri? I had the experience few years before. And when I was climbing on the mountain of Yamunotri to go there, so many devotees were like walking on the mountain, but then they also have another like a horse kind of animal, horse. I don't know what they say, khachar in, huh? Yeah. Bule, okay. Okay. Whatever it is. So we are asked to sit on this and then we are going on the top. But the very specific thing which I remember when I was like when we're going on the top, at the time they said that you should bend yourself and like tightly hold that animal if you want to go up easily. And then when we're coming down, then they told us that you have to sit straight. Don't bend in the front. You have to sit straight. So you will sit straight. Then easily you can come down. So if you bend yourself, you can easily climb up. But you sit straight, you can easily come down. So that's a very nice lesson I realized at that time. That more you become humble, more you bow down, easily you can advance. And more you become proud, more you become stumble, then easily comes down. So this is one of the main role of Krishna, that as gopis also say in Gopi Gita, Vraja Janartihan Veera Yoshitam Nija Janasmaya Dhvansanasmitaha. There also is mentioned Nija Janasmaya Dhvansanasmitaha. that Krishna is the one who is very eager to destroy the proud of the devotees. Because if you are rendering any service to Krishna, we always have this question in the mind, that is Krishna really pleased with my service? So Krishna himself speaks in Srimad Bhagavatam 8th canto, Lord Vamandev, this is nice. How we can understand that Krishna is really pleased? I am chanting the holy name, I am rendering some service, and after doing that service, Krishna is pleased. How we can understand? So there, Lord Vamandev says, Janma karma vayo rupa vidya ishvari dhanadibhi yadasya na bhavestambam tatrayam madanugraha. So one of the symptoms that Krishna is pleased is that when you render some devotional service, you do the kirtan, you speak Krishna katha, you make the offering for the Lord, any kind of devotional service you do parikrama, you do different kinds of fasting, observing the fast, Kartik Vrata. And at the end of doing that devotional service, it leads you to make you more humble. It leads to humility. Then you should understand that Krishna has accepted the service and Krishna is pleased. But after the rendering that service, if pride comes, then immediately one has to understand that Krishna has not accepted that service. So one of the very important indication. So even Sanatana Goswami also says that if, I think, I don't remember which section, but Sanatana Goswami has spoken that any devotional service which is mixed with false ego, with pride, Krishna never accepts that service. So there are so many sections which speaks about this. Okay. Yes, Prabhuji, any comments? Sorry, I have gone ahead. I was supposed to speak, there is a very nice verse, how Krishna is reciprocating. So there is much more to say on that verse. Maybe some other devotee can speak in the future about that. Yes, please.
When someone is arrogant, opulent, wants to kill devotees and creates, how are they any different than a demon? I mean, you know, he says, I'm your devotee, but the characteristics that are described in Bhagavad Gita in the scriptures is someone who's proud, arrogant, and what to speak of trying to harm the devotees. So how he can claim himself to be a devotee?
Yeah, once I was just reading from Bhagavad Gita that where Srila Prabhupada has nicely explained this verse of Nirmana Moha Jita Sangha Dosha. I'll just read the first part of the purport where Srila Prabhupada writes about one has to become free from illusion and false prestige. And Prabhupada, the surrendering process is described here very nicely. The first qualification is that one should not be deluded by the pride. Because the conditioned soul is puffed up thinking himself the lord of the material nature, it is very difficult for him to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One should know by the cultivation of real knowledge that he is not lord of material nature. When one is free from delusion caused by pride, he can begin the process of surrender. So real surrender starts from the humility. I was just hearing. So yeah, once we hear about what they say, bhakti, bhakti abhas, bhakti pratibimba. So the genuine devotion starts from humility only. That's what I heard. You can add, Prabhuji, something. Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Just wanted to make a quick little observation here. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada mentions, when the Supreme Lord reminds us of His supreme existence, He is not proudly advertising Himself like a mundane politician or entertainer. Analogous to that, I was just meditating. Srila Prabhupada, Sakshat Haritvena Samasta Shastre, a pure devotee, has got all the qualities of Krishna. And 22nd Avenue, everybody bowed down except Greg, who later on was Greg Gargamuni. Why aren't you bowing down? She said, Swamiji, I just don't feel like bowing down. No, you must bow down for your own benefit. So Prabhupada corrected him. It is not that Srila Prabhupada was advertising himself like a mundane politician and expecting respect. On a similar quick note, Prabhupada composed his own pranam mantra, Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale. So it may occur to some that how come he is eulogizing himself. So here, this particular point that is made here, it applies for His Divine Grace as well, that it is for our benefit. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Thank you, Mishra. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Jai. Gaur Premanande. Hare Krishna.